Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Hello, dear Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. And I just sent out the weekly newsletter. Man, we have got so much going on. We've got a new message posted there titled Jesus's Walk-Off Message, about the imperative of the cross of Christ, a brand new podcast you'll see at the top. Also, you're probably hearing some little notifications in the background. I'm dialoguing with a new guy who does a good job with shorts videos at 60 seconds or less. It's about $25 to get each one produced. That's it, Saints. And those can reach at least hundreds of people, and some of them into the thousands. So keep that in mind. Great opportunity. If anybody wants to sponsor $100 per month, we're going to do, looks like, four of them with this new guy. The discussions are heading in that direction. So that would be about $100 a month. Okay, and the website is receiving between 8 and 10,000 unique visitors every single day. Also, the podcast, as you know, the podcast is on all the major platforms and is now over 190,000 downloads, and the traffic and downloads to the podcast continue to escalate and gain momentum as more and more people find out about the podcast. And so that's thousands of people receiving the Word of God through that venue, and we give God the thanks for that. Amen. Also, we have a lot of ministry going out to prisoners. What a captive audience, Saints. As you know, the Word of God never returns back to him void, Isaiah 55:11. So we are planting the seed of the Word of God, which ever liveth and abideth. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the Lord speaks of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and that's how people are born again. We're born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, 1 Peter 2, verse 23. And pray that they will cry out to Him in repentance and be saved. Now, Sister Karen Cochran and her husband Tom have been working together with the ministry, and it's been absolutely fabulous. And we've been working on the J6 letters that we mail to the J6ers, and then all of the books. We did a round of books to about 200 of them, and then before that, we mailed them a one-page letter addressed to the individuals, handwritten envelopes. Brother Tom and Sister Karen did that. And then we did a second round of books to some of the prisoners. Now we are targeting and going after, with an aggressive love, if you will, the seven people who were arrested in Tennessee recently. I just found out from Sister Karen that they don't go to court till June, I believe it is, and we are going to be keeping an eye on them. God puts these people on our hearts, by the way, and we go after them, and we target them with blessings and dropping them the light of heaven, like a lightning bolt from heaven, gifts, Bibles, King James Bibles. Also, with the ministry books, which are having a huge impact. Also, Sister Karen has been in touch with Chaplain Todd Herbert out of Sebastian County Adult Detention Facility in Arkansas. She is in communications with him, and actually, it looks like there's a possibility I may be talking with Mr. Todd Herbert, Pastor Todd Herbert, on the phone hopefully soon. Okay, so Todd Herbert responded when Sister Karen reached out to him, and she says this. She says, well, Chaplain Todd Herbert is pleading for Bibles and Christian books, so God is answering his prayers, and he's answering him through us, saints. We've got the vehicle. We're on post around the clock, 365 days a year, and if you'll just help us with some prayer, first of all, heavenly prayer fuel, and also financial fuel, we're just going to keep reaching more people for our Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord continues to expand the reach in this late hour just before he returned. Some of you also may have seen some of the posts on safeguardyoursoul.com about Pastor Chris Avell up in Ohio, Bryan County, Ohio, who's recently been indicted on 18 felony counts because he dared to house the homeless people of his community so that they didn't die in the cold. Well, first thing we're doing, and I'm not apologizing for this, we're attacking and exposing the mayoral witch who is doing this and behind it. And the evildoer's name is Mayor, so-called Mayor Carrie Schlade, who swore an oath to be a servant of the people and never violate, but only protect their rights. And yet she is the one violating their rights and doing the unthinkable of arresting a man in her community that she should have been helping and celebrating, who is keeping people alive from the freezing temperatures in Ohio. Matthew 10:26-28, Jesus instructed us to fearlessly expose the darkness and bring it into the light, to shout it from the housetops, which would be to broadcast it via media and communication venues. In fact, as an application example of such, the Apostle Paul in the book of 2 Timothy pointed out and exposed by name 8 deceivers who were corrupters of the word of God, who were deceivers and working evil. It's 2 per chapter. If you go through the book of 2 Timothy, it's 4 chapters long. You're going to find 2 deceivers that Paul marked publicly and named in each of those 4 chapters. Also, I've been in direct communication with Pastor Chris. He runs a homeless shelter and ministry, and I suppose many of you have seen him on Fox News and other media venues with his attorney. We want to ask you to pray for Chris. And we know God's going to use all these things that are happening to those that are standing against abortion, those who are housing the homeless, those who are ministering to the prisoners. These things are all going to fall out rather to the furthering of the gospel of Jesus. I love Nehemiah 13:2, which speaks about how, quote, God turned the curse into a blessing. Amen. Nehemiah 13:2. God turned the curse into a blessing. Sounds like exactly what happened with the Apostle Paul and Silas when they sang and gave praise to God at midnight in that jail cell. And the Lord did an earthquake. He did a jailbreak, and the Philippian jailer got saved and his whole house and baptized in water that night. What a blessing. Acts chapter 16. God is turning the curses, that which Satan meant for evil, into good, into blessings. Nehemiah 13 verse 2. Okay, so Sister Karen sent this. She said that Todd Herbert, the chaplain, is pleading for Bibles and books, and God is answering his prayers and by connecting Brother Todd Herbert with you and I. Amen. To be able to minister to the needs and the wants of this blessed brother who's serving the Lord in jail ministry, and all of the people that he's helping out in that jail to be saved and to do the vital work of feeding the flock of God in that facility. Amen. Saints, we must minister to the ministers. We must support them and be a help to them so that they can do the only eternal work, the most vital work on the earth, and that's the gospel work. What an opportunity for the kingdom of Christ. What a precious place to sow seed, saints. When you put the Bible and books that are all Christ-centered and scripture-rich, you know that if you've read any of them, into the hands of somebody who's trapped against his or her own will in a jail cell behind bars. They only have one place to look, and that's up. And they're like a sponge. They don't have any distractions, if you will, like we do out here. God wants to reach them there. And in just a minute, I'm going to talk about a man named Justin Weeks, and how he was getting ready to kill himself before God miraculously intervened while he was in jail. And we've been friends with Justin for about 10 years now. And what a story that is. I'm going to give you a little bit and read a little bit of a letter here in just a minute from Brother Justin Weeks. So anyway, this door has been opened for us to be a blessing to Pastor Todd Herbert in Arkansas. Recently, you guys may recall, we concentrated on a county named Kaufman County, Texas. That's where Justin was, by the way, when God intervened. He was literally going to kill himself, and God intervened just before he was going to do that. And so we concentrated on Kaufman County. We dropped a whole bunch of the ministry books, which are also found at safeguardyoursoul.com/store. On safeguardyoursoul.com, saints. Those are powerful books. And, you know, I can sit down, and I do it all the time, and I have for decades now, with people, especially men, and minister to them for a long time. And the Lord works powerfully when men get together and get into the Word. Amen. But I don't think that has even a remote semblance of the power that can be put into a book, in book form. And number one, that's because it's the Word of our God. And so when you put together a book to the glory of God as He leads you, it's going to be full of Holy Scripture. You can take your time, you can weave Scripture together, line upon line, precept upon precept, prayerfully, and make sure the doctrine is correct. Someone has wisely stated that the pen is mightier than the pulpit. I think you get my point. When somebody gets a book, you are handing them a bunker buster bomb from heaven. It's loaded with Scripture, and explaining the Scriptures, if you will, or helping them see simply what the Scriptures themselves say. We follow Nehemiah 8:8 principle. The elders of Israel read the Scriptures directly to the people, and then they gave the sense thereof. And by the way, I believe it's every one of our books now has the Making Peace with God, salvation message, and invitation and prayer in the back of every book. I want you to get some of these books and be able to pass them out to others. And by the way, if you want to talk to me about getting a stash of books every month or so, let me know, because we can work out a situation where we can get the author's price, because we have to buy each book, but we can get the book for less and therefore be able to get you a larger supply. So feel free to email me at info@safeguardyoursoul.com. You may wish to become another one of the ministering disciples that we help supply. And remember, saints, we are going to need fuel, financial fuel, to keep these blessed ministering laborers of Christ that He asked us to pray the Father would send forth into the harvest that truly is plenteous, but the laborers of few. So Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 30. So, dear saints, let's get behind those that are doing the work of the gospel, folks. There is no better place to sow the seed that God has given you to make an impact for His eternal glory. Amen. For example, the Moments with Our Master 365-day devotional book has become very popular among saved people, of course, and also among even the lost souls we meet, because everybody loves a devotional book. Each day has one page reserved for it, a scripture at the top, a little talk about that scripture, and a prayer at the bottom. And that day's devotional, each day's devotional takes about 60 seconds to read. And we're finding that that gives people a go-to, if you will. Even lost people are taking these like candy. I'm constantly running out. I mean, that's where we are, saints. We have an opportunity. I'm just going to put it that way. We have such amazing kingdom opportunity here to reach, and everything keeps on expanding. We did Kaufman. We've been doing this for years, but just recently, in the last month or so, we did Kaufman County, Texas. Now we're going to go after, we're going to seek out and hunt down the blessed people, including Todd Herbert. By the way, Todd Herbert is obviously a laborer for Christ. If you want to hit a home run, take care of God's ministers, saints. Take care of God's ministers. He said, if you give them even a cold glass of water, you'll never lose your reward. I believe that's Matthew 10. I think inside you understand that if you'll take care of the wheels, the vehicle will keep on rolling. You want to feed the ox. You don't want to, the scripture says, don't muzzle the mouth of the ox. First Corinthians 9. He's taken that from the Old Testament scriptures. Don't starve the labors of Christ. Jesus said that we're to pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, the Father, will send forth laborers into his harvest. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That's found at the end of Matthew chapter 9. Those people that are feeding you the word of God, whoever it is, the pure word of God, and ministering to you and correcting you when you need it and teaching you how to discern, as Ezekiel 44:23 says, God's men, elders will do, and helping you become more and more equipped as you walk with Jesus in the daily cross, in the Word of God, in a life of prayer. God's calling you to feed them, to fuel them. Galatians 6:6 tells us that we are to take out of what God's given us in finances. God gives us everything we get, and we are to take a portion. It should be right off the top, Proverbs 3:9-10, the first fruits, and give that into the men that are man or men that are currently feeding you the word of God. There is nobody in your life more important than the man or the men, the elders that are called out from God and are ministering his word of grace to you every day. There's no such thing as any human being in your life that is more important than that man or men. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9, I would reference and encourage you to read it. Okay, so Todd Herbert, a chaplain in Arkansas. Boy, don't we have some great brothers and sisters in Arkansas. Sister Christine Farr, Stacy Struthers, etc. What a blessing. So we're going to target, I'm talking with Tom and Karen right now, and of course our sister Debbie in Colorado is involved, and we are going to target this jail in as much as the door is open and the inmates there. Then we'll move on to the next one. And so let's just take it one at a time. Let's pray for the guys and ladies that are incarcerated in Sebastian County Adult Detention Center. We're going to just focus on them and focus on being a blessing to them and shining the light of Christ. Amen. This is a grace opportunity, saints, to give into according to what comes in. Over the weekend, this Monday, we got $350 so far given, and we are going to order as many Bibles and then books, $42 for a case of 12 Bibles. And how many would you like to sponsor? And then the books with shipping are about $8 each. They have to, well, we're going to have to see. I might be able to mail a whole box to the chaplain. But anyway, the more money we get, the more that we can just converge, if you will, on this jail and be a blessing and minister to these ladies and gentlemen who are currently incarcerated there. Amen. And hopefully be a huge blessing to our brother Todd Herbert. And, you know, it's interesting that the Bible has a lot to say about prison, prisoner, and prisoners. We looked up the word prison this week, and it appears, I think, 90 times in the Bible. Wow. That doesn't even count prisoner and prisoners. Do a search on your Bible software and check that out. Jesus foretold that in the final days in which we live, some of the believers are going to be jailed, according to Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, book of Psalms 79:11. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. This is a prayer. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die. Amen. One more, another prayer, Psalm 102:20. To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. That's Psalm 102:20. Okay, and at the end of the book of Luke chapter 1, notice, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen. Those that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death is definitely those that are in either spiritual or literal physical prison or both. And that's who we're there to reach, not only the lost souls that are in jail, incarcerated, but also the saved souls to help feed them and nourish them. See, that's the Great Commission, saints. It's real simple. End of Matthew, end of Mark. First off, in priority, we are to feed his sheep. We are to nourish those that he has saved and help them to be equipped and built up in Christ and grow in the grace of our Lord and be established in the faith so that they're sustained and able to endure to the end. Amen. Exhorting them daily, as Hebrews says, so much the more as we see the day approaching. And also when we make them healthy, they're going to be shining Christ's light to those around them. We are seeing this. And by the way, it's coming to my mind, so I'm going to say it before I forget. So far that we know of, 140 people have been born again through this ministry outreach that were in jail. That's only the ones we know about. And God knows all that. We don't have to necessarily be overemphasizing numbers. And also, hundreds upon hundreds, if not even in the thousands of people, have read the Safeguard Your Soul scripture-rich, Christ-centered books in prisons across America. Okay, so but we are thanking God for that. So anyway, this coming Monday, we're going to do a mail out with whatever money comes in, guys. We need support. People ask, what do I need? You know, I when I'm talking to a general audience, I can speak freely of stewardship. But you don't have to ask what we need, saints, anymore if you're listening to this message. We need people to sign up for $20, $40, $50, $10 a month. Some of you can do a lot more than these amounts. That's up to you and God. We ask you to sign up for a monthly recurring blessing. We just got that donate support page reset up. It's real simple. You create an account, and that account is not a PayPal account. You might already have a PayPal account. That's fine. But you don't have to have a PayPal account. The little account that you're creating is just so that you are on what they call a subscription. In other words, the same thing as a recurring gift that you're giving out and off the top of what God has given you. And so in order to have a recurring payment withdrawn from your account, you have to just set up a quick account on the support page on safeguardyoursoul.com. The Bible says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get well. And here's why, that he may establish his covenant. Amen. And he says in that chapter, Deuteronomy 8, I want you to read Deuteronomy 8 this week, my beloved friend and brother and sister in Christ. In verse 18, again, he says, do not forget the Lord. He's the one that gives you the power to get wealth. He's the one that's given you that wealth. And you should joyfully and with a cheerful, a hilariously grateful, worship-filled heart be given to him right off the top of everything he gives to you and thanking him. And that's how you thank him. It's one thing to say it in you, out of your mouth. It's another, and that's just lip service if we're not putting the action behind it, of saying, Lord, I'm just stepping up and I'm going to give the first portion of what you give to me from now on into your work, Lord, so that souls can be saved and your sheep can be nourished. Amen. Also, it says in Proverbs chapter 11, you know, the Bible teaches reciprocity. It doesn't matter that a whole slew of the cult of the Word of Faith movement has perverted and used this in a greedy way. It's still in the Bible, and it's still a promise of God. And all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. Okay, what wolves do does not diminish from God's Word. Nothing does. Okay, and we got to be careful not to create another imbalance by trying to correct other people's errors. Amen. Never abandon the truth and the promises of God because somebody else abused them. Okay, Proverbs 3 verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord. I'm reading the scriptures, guys. Okay, that's all I'm doing. You know us good enough to know that we're not out to just see whose money we can get. If that were the case, we would have quit a long time ago because it ain't working. Okay, so honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits, not the second, but the first fruits of all thine increase. Now, remember, we talk a lot about getting up in the morning and seeking God, putting him first, not second. You don't go first, God does. That's when blessings start coming to your life. Jesus promised it. Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of first, not second, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Let me just say this. Until you take control of your time will control and destroy you. Until you take control of your treasures, everything's God's given you stewardship over, your money and everything else. Okay, it's going to control you and be used as a weapon against you. It's called diminishing returns. Check out the book of Haggai, and we got messages on that, written text from the Bible and also podcasts. If you just put in the word Haggai, like the prophet, H-A-G-G-A-I, I believe it is. And listen, Haggai 1 and 2 is such a huge lesson for us today. It's applicable today, just like when it was written And it's an amazing thing. He talks about the diminishing returns that the people of God were receiving back to themselves because they were reaping what they sowed. They were counting their own lives in this world and their own things and houses, literally, more important than the work of Christ. Listen, saints, we're not here to be entrenched in this earth. You know, you can look at your bank statement to see exactly where your heart is, because the way we spend our money is a direct reflection of the priorities of our hearts. Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. See, if you got all these things, what are you doing? You're consumed with thinking about keeping them so nobody steals them, or making them grow and all this other stuff, or getting more of it. And that's what Jesus spoke about in Luke 12, when there was a man who his income increased, so he built bigger barns. In other words, he got more investments in this fleeting world. He got more bank accounts and all that. But God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of you. And he's still in hell at least 2,000 years later, and he will never escape. So think about that. The way you spend your money and you steward the things that God's given you is directly related and cannot be divorced from your relationship with him, or lack thereof. Okay, he said, lay up treasure in heaven, not on earth. Now, he commanded you to do this. And all of this stuff we're talking about is just, it's just phenomenally rich soil to have treasure in heaven waiting for you, sending it before you. Okay, Proverbs 3, 9, and 10, we're going to close shortly. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That's Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Saints, we know in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 11, the Lord said he's going to give seed to who? The sower. Wait, what? Who's he going to give seed to? He's going to replenish the seed to those who sow the seed they already have. Somebody has wisely stated that if God can get it through you, he'll get more to you. I actually happen to believe that. And I know people that support the work of God in my own immediate surrounding that are the happiest people, and they're the ones flourishing, even though their income doesn't necessarily knock your socks off as far as this world's standards. They're blessed, and God continues to provide and to replenish and bless them. And one of the reasons why they're much happier and full of joy is because they're putting God first in their finances, and therefore they're clear in their conscience, and therefore able to enjoy everything that God is giving them. In fact, the Bible says he giveth us richly all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. And he also holds us accountable to steward that which he gives us, those finances, for his glory, by giving to him the first portion. That would be his perfect will. The first portion of our time and treasure should go to the one who gave us life and who gives us everything we have. Okay. So far we have $350 toward, and listen, if that's all we get, I'm just going to say this, praise God we got that. It's a start. But it sure would be nice to have $400 or $600 or $1,000 to unleash these Bibles we're talking about on the blessed, precious inmates at Sebastian County Adult Detention Center in Arkansas. And these books. And let me just say this about these prison books, okay? They don't just get read by one guy and laid down and never, no. Those guys stand in line. I have done extensive prison ministry, and let me tell you, them guys will be saying, hey, can I have that book next? And the next guy go, hey, can I have it after him? And another guy will say, yeah, I'm after him. And man, they're just waiting. They're just drooling to get that book. They're standing in line waiting for the next guy to pass the book on to them so that they can read it also. And in jails, they have a library cart on wheels that they wheel around every week and give the inmates the opportunity to put books they're finished with on that cart, and also for other inmates to grab the books on the cart that were put on there after somebody reads them. So the point is that these books continue to get circulated among the inmates so that you're going to have at least dozens, in most cases, read every book that we send in there, saints. Okay, and also those books will stay in those jails for years upon years and be read and worn out by hundreds of prisoners, because you know you always have a fresh flow of new inmates coming into that jail. And you know, on that note, Brother Todd Herbert is going to need these books. I hope we give him more than he needs immediately, because with the fresh influx of new inmates coming in every day into the jail that Todd Herbert is a chaplain in, he's going to need these Bibles and books to get into the hands of each of these people. And you know, God is going to bring those people to him, because God's got a special work to do in the hearts of these people who, as the Bible says, sit in darkness, so that the light of Christ, the glorious gospel of Christ, can shine into their hearts through the Bibles and the scripture-rich, Christ-centered books that we're putting in the possession of Brother Todd to give to them. And again, when you're in jail, I mean, you got to picture this. You got to occupy your mind, okay, with something outside of your immediate surroundings, because you certainly didn't pick those kind of roommates, did you? Not by choice, right? But you found yourself in there either justly or unjustly. I mean, we all know the Bible talks about unjust incarceration. Jesus was jailed the night before he was crucified. Also Joseph in Genesis 37 through 50. Unjustly jailed. We got it all the way through the scriptures. Okay, so, but those people need us to pray for them, beloved. And I want you to put Pastor Todd Herbert and the Sebastian Detention Center, Sebastian County, Arkansas, on your prayer list this weekend. And let's be a blessing to these people, saints. Amen. The number of Bibles and books that we're going to be able to mail to them Monday is going to be determined by what we receive from now until Monday, okay? And you can go to safeguardyoursoul.com. There's a support button. It's set up. It works real quick and easy. And you can give a one-time offering. That's fine. Well, however you want to do it, if you want to do it at all. And then also you can sign up if you choose to. And we really need this for monthly sustaining support. One thing's for sure, has been proven for decades now. We're not going anywhere. And let me tell you, it's been a temptation to jump off the boat, because we've been living on miracles for a long time. But we're not going to leave, okay? We're going to stay grounded. Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel, Paul said. In 1 Corinthians 9:16, he said he labored more than them all the other ministers. And then he said, yet not I, but the grace of God, the divine empowerment of God, that is labored in and through me. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:10. So let's roll, saints. This is the last hour. This world is over. Here we are. We're not coming to the end. We are already there. In this week's newsletter, you're also going to read J6 letters written directly to us to safeguard your soul. You can see one of the, I think I included a picture, one of the envelopes from Tommy Allen. He wrote a letter. You can read it. It's on this week's newsletter that was emailed out. And also, it's on safeguardyoursoul.com. Just put in J6 in the search box, and you'll get several posts on the J6ers and be able to track that and see what we're doing here. Amen. And then a guy named Guy Reffitt also wrote us a letter. And you're going to read about that and be able to pause and say a prayer for those two men and their families. Okay, also, you're going to be able to read on this week's newsletter that was emailed out a testimony from Justin Weeks, who was saved miraculously from murdering himself while in Kaufman County Jail. In the newsletter, I simply included a very small portion of the longer letter that Justin had mailed to us. As I said earlier, he was getting ready to kill himself in jail, and the Lord miraculously intervened, and he got saved, and what a blessing. And he talks about in this letter how real God was and spoke to him and interrupted the quiet silence and darkness when he was trying to kill himself. And the way God did that, the way he rescued Justin, was another inmate, a brother in Christ, spoke out, and he miraculously heard it from a long distance. And they had a conversation, and the brother in Christ that was ministering to Justin gave him a word of knowledge. God spoke to his heart and told him to tell Justin that everything's going to be all right, and that everything on the outside, that God was taking care of it for him. Justin later told the inside story about how he was going to kill himself. He had already created the noose and was getting ready to murder himself, commit suicide, because he was so harangued and tormented by the responsibilities and the things concerning his his children outside of the jail. And so there Justin is with a noose around his neck in dead silence and darkness. And all of a sudden, a voice, the voice of the brother in Christ, rang out and called Justin by name and began to minister to him, which completely interrupted his plans to kill himself. And so the Lord was so gracious to speak specifically to Justin about the fact that God was taking care of all of those things that he was worrying about. And obviously, Justin immediately knew that it could have only been the Lord himself that knew what Justin was struggling with and getting ready to kill himself about. To underscore further the miraculous nature of this testimony, Justin was actually in a 5x9 in what's called segregated or separated cells, where men are put into 5x9, 5-foot by 9-foot cells. In other words, maximum security. And the man who spoke out to Justin in the cold, dark, cinder block steel cell from down the hall, it's just a miracle that Justin could hear this man speak so clearly. When the brother in Christ began to speak, it literally shocked Justin. The man's voice startled Justin. As you can imagine, there was Justin getting ready to end his life, and out of nowhere, here comes a voice calling his very name. And so Justin knew that could only be the Lord. When the man who barely knew Justin existed called him out by name to tell him that God was going to take care of everything. And in fact, at that time, because of the drug dealing Justin had been thrown in jail for with a previous long rap sheet, Justin was facing from 25 to 99 years in prison. And so not only was Justin released a few months later, but he was also helped by a dear brother and close friend of mine named Bill, who took him in and gave him a place to live and a job. And we gave him clothes and supplied him. And he's living a much more productive life now, as you can imagine. And thank God Justin Weeks is but one of many miraculous stories of what the Lord is doing in the lives of those who will simply call upon him. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans 10, 13. So as you know, beloved saints, God is changing lives and rescuing people from their sin and eternal damnation. And he's using us, his people, to throw the lifeline to these people so that they can be forgiven of all their sins and become a new creature in Christ Jesus, having all old things passed away and having all things that are new and of God from that moment forward. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, which states, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." There it is right there, saints. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18, God has given to you and I the ministry of reconciliation. And what a blessing that we work together with him. The scripture says that we are laborers together, we, plural, with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Okay, saints, let me stop right here to say this self-evident biblical truth, and that would be that there is no work transpiring on the earth that is even remotely close to being important compared to the infinite and all-important eternal work of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, it's such a blessing that this ministry outreach is blessed to help several ministering disciples across our great country. And that's exactly what we want to do, saints. We want to support ministers like Todd Herbert, like Tom and Karen, like Sister Debbie, like Sister Terry, and like Sister Dana, etc. And we want to be able to fill them up with supplies. It's a blessing to have several people that we can fuel and bless, just like Epaphroditus fueled Paul by his giving in Philippians chapter 2 and 4. And also how Obadiah in the days of Elijah, he fed the 100 true prophets that had not apostatized, that had not departed from the Lord, and were still faithful to God. That's 1 Kings 18. We could go on and on. There's some exciting things happening. Feel free, saints, to put some fuel in the tank for us to be able to do this together. Jesus Christ is King, and he's coming soon. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue is gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verse 9 and 10.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several mini books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.